Here on Classical 90.5, as we prepare for the holidays, we've got a lot of events going on, and that includes a presentation by MAGIC, and that's short for Making Art Grow in Children. We've got a couple of representatives here today, 11-year-old Elizabeth McGrady, who will be playing Clara in Nutcracker in a Nutshell, and we also have the founder of MAGIC, Denise Gilman. Denise, hi, and please tell us the idea behind MAGIC and what it does.
MAGIC is an organization that allows children extra performing opportunities. We perform yearly. They audition to get in. We have outreach programs. That's basically what it is. It's a company that allows the children the opportunity to be in a pre-professional setting for dance.
Mm-hmm. And it's performance is really a big part of well, can help a child's development and self-esteem, more importantly, too, which young tweens and teenagers don't have a lot of that at that age.
Yes.
So what gave you the idea to form MAGIC? I mean, did you have an impetus to?
Well, I've been teaching dance here in the Louisville area for 13 years, and I saw the need to allow the children the opportunity to perform.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth McGrady is our Clara. The Nutcracker in a Nutshell is coming up with two performances at the Louisville Palace, by the way, December 4th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And we'll tell you about contact information and ticket information in just a moment. But Elizabeth, as Clara, you've got quite a bit of stage time, don't you?
Yes.
So first off, how did you get involved with MAGIC?
Well, I took dance at Gilman School of Dance, and I tried out for MAGIC about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And as Clara, what gave you the idea that, now, did you audition for the specific role of Clara, or did you just do a set audition and then they cast you as Clara because they saw something Clara about you?
I did a set audition, and I was given the role, Clara.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little scaled down, about three-quarter size, the regular Nutcracker, which is a good thing for kids because they don't have the longest attention span. But you have a lot of stage time, don't you, as Clara? She's on stage quite a bit throughout the whole performance.
Yes.
How do you approach Clara? Is she a girl that's kind of naive, or is she a little knowing? Is she playful? How do you portray her?
Well, I think she is very probably outgoing, but she can also be kind of moody.
Yeah, I guess she has to be a little bit outgoing because she certainly is the hero in that the war against the Mouse King, but. Do you find it challenging to be on stage as such a starring role?
Well, we've been practicing for about 3 months, so I know the dances, but it just kind of is a little nerve-wracking being on stage by yourself.
Now, have you actually been at the Palace stage and seen what it's like?
Yes, I've been there 2 years. And then this year.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's a small theater, so it's not as imposing as it would be, say, being at the Whitney. But still, you look out there with the lights in your face. You can't tell exactly who's out there and what they're watching. How long have you been part of MAGIC?
3 years. Mm-hmm. This is my third year.
Denise Gilman, who founded MAGIC, Making Art Grow in Children, what have you noticed about children's personalities as they stay in the program?
This program actually develops so much confidence, the self-esteem, and that's exactly why I teach dance. I'm fortunate enough to see the kids grow artistically and personally.
Yeah. Elizabeth, there's so much acting done. I guess maybe you'd call it mime or pantomime part of ballet because you're not speaking. Do you have any urge to be a speaking actor on the stage of Actors Theater?
Well, at times.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents kind of, they're very good at the acting, so it's kind of hard to keep quiet.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of young people I know who are doing dance and things at your age are very busy doing a lot of things. Do you have a lot of things on your schedule?
Yes.
I imagine so. So your parents keep you busy.
Yes.
Well, I hope you can take some time after the Nutcracker in a Nutshell to take a few days and rest. We've been talking to Elizabeth McGrady, 11-year-old Clara, and Denise Gilman, founder of Magic, who will be putting on Nutcracker in a Nutshell. There are two performances coming up on Saturday, December 4th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Louisville Palace. Denise, have you presented at the Palace before?
Yes, this is our third season at the Palace Theater.
Mm-hmm. And it must be a lot of fun to be there in that beautiful, it's just a beautiful place.
We love the Palace Theater. We just love it there. The kids feel so special. It's a professional setting for them, and that's also part of our mission. We want to give them these opportunities for children to be able to say, I've performed at the Palace Theater.
Now, is there a website that people can find out more about Magic?
Yes, it's thenutcrackerinanutshell.com.
All right, and if you'd like information or tickets for the Louisville Palace performance on Saturday, there are two of them, two at 2 and 7 p.m., tickets at 502-583-4555. Denise and Elizabeth, thanks for coming in, and I hope you have great success with Nutcracker in a Nutshell.
Thank you for having us.